New Jersey college students can turn to the Higher Education Student Assistance Authority, which runs by far the largest state-based student loan program in the country. But that assistance comes with rigorous terms that have been labeled state-sanctioned loan sharking. Annie Waldman, a reporter covering education at ProPublica, looked into New Jersey's practices in administering its student loan program. Annie, welcome to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, that loan sharking descriptive is attributed to bankruptcy attorney Daniel Frischberg. How does he substantiate that claim?
Well, essentially, he has a number of clients which have experienced a lot of difficulties in the hands of this agency. Specifically, the agency is extremely aggressive in suing, and he has been trying to help a lot of students with these lawsuits. And what he has found to be the most helpful is actually helping these students declare bankruptcy in order to get manageable payments.
So that is the primary resort of students who can't make good on the loans? Bankruptcy?
Yeah, so when a student has difficulty and struggles to pay these loans, they essentially will go into default. And what happens once you go into default is that the agency cuts off contact with you and sends you over to the collection firms. And once you're in the collection firm's hands, you know, it's really just about negotiation. And if you're unable to negotiate something that they are okay with, then they will take you to the courts.
And is it the state that is, in a sense, taking the litigant to court?
Exactly. It is the state taking the litigant to court. It's actually more the Higher Education Student Assistance Authority. So it's the agency itself, but they are an arm of the state.
And so why does the state substantiate being so aggressive in its terms?
Well, you know, the way that these loans were originally set up is that they're backed by bonds which are held by bondholders on Wall Street. And so what the agency has said and why they have to collect on these loans, why they have to, why they don't have as many consumer protections as federal loans is that they have to stay true to their fiduciary responsibilities to their bondholders. So it really is the way that these loans are set up and the bonds that back these loans that are set up have effects in how the agency collects on these loans.
Apparently, these loans currently total just short of $2 billion. Is this a money-making venture for the state?
Well, it's not a money-making venture in the sense that the agency is growing or that the state is able to dip into any of the accounts of the authority. They are an independent state authority, like the Port Authority, but the agency itself, half of its administrative budget is funded by the loan program.
Now, apparently, Governor Christie appointed its executive director as well as at least 12 of the agency's board members.
That is correct. Even though it is an independent state authority, there is still a connection to whoever is in charge of the state. For, as you said, he has the ability to appoint 12 of the 18 board members. He also appoints the executive director, who is formerly part of his transition council. And on top of that, he has the power to veto any of the meeting minutes, which essentially gives him the authority to veto any actions that the board decides on.
So what actions, for example, has he vetoed?
He's actually only used his veto power once, and that was at the beginning of his term, and it was for a contract with a law firm. But he does have that authority, and so that leaves a lot of citizens of New Jersey and also borrowers questioning why he hasn't taken a closer look at this agency.
In the course of your inquiry, have you had the opportunity to speak with the executive director?
I have not spoken with her directly, but they were able to answer a number of our questions. And I even was able to go to a board meeting and sit and see how they discussed certain plans that they have upcoming for the agency. But, you know, what was so interesting when I was at this board meeting is that I didn't see any borrowers there. There weren't many members of the public. It was a lot of the people who were involved in the agency itself, who were appointees, or people who had some involvement in the student loan program.
Let's get some context. How does New Jersey's program compare with, say, Pennsylvania's or Delaware's or other state programs across the country?
Yeah, so when I was looking into New Jersey, you know, the first thing I noticed is that they were filing so many lawsuits in recent years. So I really wanted to understand how this compares to other states. So what I did was I looked at some, you know, what we consider consumer benefits and looked to see if other states were beginning to have those types of offerings. So if you look at the next largest program, which is in Massachusetts, has a large program, not as large as New Jersey, but it has $1.3 $1 billion in outstanding loans. And they have begun to have consumer benefits that mimic the federal government. For example, they forgive loans if a student dies for the cosigner or if a student is permanently disabled. They also allow cosigners to get off after 48 months of repayment. So, you know, something that's really critical to understand about these loans is that they're really family loans. 90% of New Jersey's loans are cosigned by parents, so it's a lifetime responsibility.
So in New Jersey, your article opens with a case of a mother whose son died, yet the family is still on the hook to make good on that loan.
Yeah, so that, I mean, it was one of those unique cases that when you read about that, and the way that I uncovered this was I actually, somebody sent me the letter that the agency had sent her, and it was just so shocking. You know, they said, please accept our condolences on your loss, but after careful consideration of the information you provided, the authority has determined that your request does not meet our threshold for loan forgiveness. Monthly bill statements will continue to be sent to you. And, you know, that kind of, when you see that in the paper and you put that next to her story, which is that her son was murdered. You know, she's not an incredibly wealthy person. I mean, these payments are as much as her car payments. But, you know, it's more about compassion. And when you look at the federal programs, federal government does forgive, even if it's a parent plus loan, which means the student is not even one of the main borrowers on the loan. And a lot of other states have begun to forgive as well because, you know, it's about compassion. It's about focusing on the students. And this is not a private bank. This is a state agency, a government agency.
Do New Jersey students typically turn to the state of Vail because they don't qualify otherwise for federal loans?
The way that the New Jersey agency has explained it to me is that before applying for a New Jersey state loan, they require students to take out or exhaust all of their subsidized federal options. So there are two types of federal loans. There's subsidized and unsubsidized, and you can only take up to $31,000. But New Jersey doesn't require all students to exhaust all of their federal options, only one of them. And so, you know, some students have taken exorbitant amounts without taking advantage of all of their federal loan options, which have much greater benefits and sometimes lower interest rates.
When a student goes about the process of acquiring loans, understandably, the onus is on him or her or their families to read through the terms. Having said that, do these rigorous terms of repayment fall into the very fine print category?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've spoken with dozens and dozens of families, and the most important thing that they wanted me to understand before getting on the phone with them, before sharing their story, is that they don't want to get rid of their debt. They understand that they signed the dotted line. Their co-signers understand that they also signed the dotted line. This is their responsibility. However, in extenuating circumstances like a murder or, you know, a cancer, you know, something you can't plan for when you're 17 years old, they just expected a little more compassion from their state government. You know, we don't expect this necessarily from the large banks or, you know, any kind of payday loans out there. You know, it has those entities have a reputation that, you know, we put up our guard. We want to read the fine print a little better. But when it's your state, when the website of the loan agency has the face of Chris Christie on it, when the website has the seal of New Jersey on it, when the brochures say that our interests, we focus most on the student first, that's when you have to question what is really going on.
And so, Annie, in the course of your investigation, do you have any indication that compassion or forgiveness is forthcoming in these types of cases?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the agency, you know, they have told me that they try and that they understand that, you know, a death in a family, regardless of whether someone was murdered or not, is an incredibly difficult thing to go through. And they say that they do try to be compassionate. But, you know, when you just compare it next to other state programs, it just doesn't line up. You know, more things could be done.
Annie, your article concludes with an appeal for interested parties to provide more information about either this or other student loan programs. What do you hope to do next with this information?
I mean, really, it's about, you know, getting families to have more conversations about, you know, the expectations of loans. But I am interested in learning more about these state-based programs. You know, when I originally started this piece, somebody had told me, oh, you really need to look at these private state-based loans. And I thought that they were crazy. I was like, state agencies giving out private loans, really? And then when I started to look into it more, I realized, oh, yes, this is actually a thing, and I should know about this, and people should understand, you know, the differences between these loan products, and they really don't. So, you know, I'm looking for stories if anybody wants to contact me.
Well, thanks for shedding light on the topic, and thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Annie Waldman is a reporter covering education at ProPublica.